of necessity, for God loveth the gracious giver. The gracious giver, first of all, is defined as one who has personally accepted Jesus Christ as Savior. So if you are here this morning and you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior by faith only and by faith alone, please understand that an offering plate is of no issue for you whatsoever. The only issue for you is the offering on the cross, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You are not here to give anything, but rather to receive the great gift of salvation. But even for the born-again believer, so much is made ado in regard to giving that is so wrong and not in line with Scripture. The giving, the offertory, is part of worship. It is designed for the believer who understands through the power of the Spirit and through Scripture that it is part of worship. Therefore, we do not bribe God. It is not a matter if I give so much or if I give sacrificially, if I give a certain percentage, then God will do something for me. That simply is not the way that we worship God. It is not a matter in dealing with who and what we are, what we give. It is a response to who and what He is. So even in this area of worship, let's don't blaspheme God and try to bribe God to do something for us because we do something for Him. It is simply the believer responding to who and what He is. And it's one of those things, it is not my job to pressure people to give. It is my responsibility to encourage you, instruct you in walking by faith in the Spirit. It is His job to lead and to guide as far as the giving. So this is something that is a relationship between the believer and his relationship with the members of the Godhead, not something that should be pressured to do. I'm just very thankful at a small assembly like ours that the things that we are given the opportunity to do and be a part of in a few moments. Ian is here from Cuba, and I want him to just spend a few moments telling you some of the things that happened in Cuba a couple of weeks ago when he was there. We talked about it a little bit. Wanted him to come down. I want him to come down another time and just take the whole time and walk through and answer questions, but I asked him to just come and give a quick little report to you about being in Cuba and the response to what he had to say there. And just very honored that this assembly and has a very strong part in that type of outreach, as well as publications, tapes, and the teaching of the message. So with these things in mind, let's prepare ourselves for this facet of worship by prayer. Let's pray. Father, as we enter into this phase of worship, we are keenly reminded of the two great spheres of freedom that are involved. First of all, Heavenly Father, the political, economic